Ron here. Can you believe this is episode 122 of Ron's Update Podcast? Hey, how you doing? I'm back again, finally. I just thought I'd check in and give you an update on what's been going on. If you have been listening to the Lost Trail Runner podcast, you'll know I just put out episode, 100, I think it is. And in that episode, I went over my Galloway weekend for the Galloway 13.1. But since that time, that was on the 13th of December, the next day, the 14th, I think I got a little walk in just to do something, and probably the 15th, but the 16th is a date that's important. I had to go in for surgery on my back. I had a, squamous cell carcinoma on my back, form of skin cancer. So, on Wednesday the 16th, I had to go in for surgery and get that removed. And everything went well. I got it cut off, and they only had what's called a Mohs procedure, and I think that's where they cut out the section that's cancerous, and then they analyze it to see if they got everything, and if they didn't, they go in and they cut out another layer until they finally get everything. Well, on the first pass, they got everything, so it was great. But I did end up with 20 stitches in my back, and with a command from the doctor that I do not run for about the next 2 weeks. Well, she actually said I could probably start running after this weekend, but only, and I thought it was because they were concerned that I might rip the stitches out, but that wasn't it. What it is your heart rate goes up with your running, so you're pumping more blood, so you have a tendency for that wound to bleed again. So they don't want my heart rate going up to cause any bleeding. So it makes sense to me. So I'm out of the running for the next, I guess I'll probably lay off for about a week. She said I could start after this weekend. So I think I'll probably start back up next Tuesday, probably, with a slow run or a walk, I don't know which, and then go on from there. I don't have any serious training planned. I do have the Atlanta Track Club Resolution Run planned for January 1st. So I got a, that's only a 4 mile race, so it's not a big deal. And it's really a participation race anyway. It's not anything serious. So I thought what I'd do is work on my indoor bike trainer and get it set back up. I bought some Garmin parts so I can get the distance and the pedal cadence on my Garmin watch. So that way I can put it right into Garmin Connect when I work out on my bike. And I'm planning on doing that seriously once I get it set up from now on. So the days that I'm not running, I'll be riding that bicycle. All this last year, I put off doing anything on any bike. I don't think I ran, well, not ran, rode a single mile last year, which is the first year I've never ridden my bike. I may have ridden 4 or 5 miles by accident, but no, I mean, serious bike riding, I haven't done anything at all. So I thought I'd get back into that a little bit to do some cross training and to complement my running and start a build up for maybe some spring racing. Not anything long, maybe just 5Ks and 10Ks. Maybe some trail races and things like that. So that's what's going on with me. I get these stitches out of my back in about 2 weeks. About, I think it's the week after Christmas, in between Christmas and New Year's, I get the stitches out of my back. And then I'll be back to regular training and running. But between now and then, I'm just basically going to take it easy. Even though the doctor told me I could start running next week, I'll run a little bit, but I'm just going to take it easy for the rest of the year. Have my time off, I guess you'd say, and then hit it again, starting with January 1st for that 4 mile race. So that's my update for now. Wasn't very long, but I guess it'll have to do. So I'll talk to you again later sometime. Checking out. Bye. I wanted to let you know that I have a SpeakPipe widget on my website. The widget can be used to call in and leave comments about the podcast. I'll put the link in the show notes of the podcast. I also have an email address if you want to send me a comment via email. It's ron@losttrailrunner.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.